Wandering lost in the wilderness, finding the way back. You might feel lost in the wilderness in the middle of all the chaos in life. Psalm 107:4-6 perfectly captures that feeling. The author says some wandered in desert wastelands, unable to find a place where they could settle. Their lives were ebbing away, hungry and thirsty. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them. This short passage is packed with a lot of punch about the power of calling on God when you feel lost. When you start out with a plan, but it suddenly falls apart, you lose it. The desert here is more than sand and heat. It's an empty space where nothing makes sense. There are no landmarks, no help in sight, just endless wandering. The people in this psalm aren't just physically lost. Hunger and thirst aren't just physical. The soul is running on empty, looking for something solid to hold on to. Although the struggle happens, the story doesn't end there. When they cry out, God steps in. He doesn't need fancy prayers, just honest words from a tired heart. He hears and delivers them. When He says deliver, He means He pulls them out, sets them on a better path. It reminds us that even in the worst wandering, help is just one honest cry away. Life today throws us plenty of wilderness moments. Stress at work, relationships get confusing, health worries linger, and suddenly you're circling the same dry ground. This psalm proves you're not the only one to feel this way. People have walked these same empty paths for millennia. The good news is it's the same wander, struggle, scream, get rescued. It feels isolating, like no one else understands. When you're in that desert, it's easy to just focus on the thirst. Every step drains energy. Hope fades. The psalm writers knew this well. They describe lives ebbing away, as if strength was leaking out with each passing day. Maybe you've been there. The wilderness tests patience and faith like nothing else. This is the encouraging part. God specializes in desert rescues. He doesn't wait until you figure things out first. As soon as you turn to Him, even in a weak voice, things start shifting. He provides what is missing. The thirsty find water. The lost get a path. Settlement comes after wandering. A place where you can rest, rebuild, and thrive. Let's notice our own wilderness seasons in this passage. Rather than pretend everything's fine, acknowledge the drift. Admit the hunger for something more. Then take that step of crying out. It might seem simple, almost too simple, but it works. God responds to our prayers with real deliverance. Not always instant, but always on time in ways that fit His bigger plan. When you dig deeper, Psalm 107 celebrates God's steadfast love. The song repeats a chorus about people who call for help getting it. The wilderness wanderers are just one of many rescues. Sailors, prisoners, the sick, they all have stories. All of them point to the same truth. God sees, God cares, God acts. Those of you reading this who feel stuck right now, don't worry. The desert doesn't have the final say. There are small signs of direction. Kind words, timely opportunities, quiet peace that settles in. You can go from wandering to wonder, from lost to found, from empty to filled. Deliverance is happening. Living this out means building the habit of crying out sooner rather than later. Talk to God about the small drifts before they become major wastelands. Thank Him when He comes through. Tell others who are wandering too about the hope. This builds community and lets everyone know rescue is available. In this verse, you don't have to sugarcoat the struggle. Wandering is real. Thirst is real. But so is deliverance. Hold on to that when the path ahead looks blank. God turns deserts into growth places. A seemingly endless circle can lead to a better settlement than you imagined.